The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, James and Betty help you celebrate Christmas with special music from Sheila Walsh. Four Hymns, Mark Harris. I will play for you on my drum. Anthony Evans and more.
We want to welcome you on this special Christmas program. God bless you, and thank you for joining us.
I think you're going to be blessed by all the music you're going to hear. Sheila Walsh, Anthony Evans, Mark Harris. I just thank God for this incredible occasion when we celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we really believe you're going to be blessed by Sheila. She really says, "Oh, come, all ye faithful." And frankly, we believe you are the faithful. And I just pray with all my heart that you have a very, very special Christ-exalting, Christ-honoring Christmas, and that all of your family is blessed. I'll be back in a few moments to just share a word with you about how the joy that comes to the world can be expressed by all of us who are faithful and the world desperately needs the joy of the Lord. Enjoy Sheila Walsh.
Come ye to Bethlehem. and he will be called Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Wonderful Counselor. He is the Prince of Peace.
And Betty and I want you to abide in that peace. And boy, with all the challenges in this world and in our lives, we really need the peace that only God can give. Betty, I want to just share a word with these most faithful people, in my opinion, as far as we're concerned on the planet, because you so faithfully seek to get God's arms of love around people that Jesus really is the greatest gift of God. He came to give us life. And I want to talk to you about that, if I can, for just a moment. When, you know, joy came to the world because the Lord has come. And when he came into the world, he came to bring us life. And he was ultimately actually going to give his life as a sacrifice for all our sins, that they would not be covered, but blotted out, forever dealt with, and we would receive the grace and the freedom and the love of God in a very personal way. And this is what I'd like you to think about on this day when we celebrate his birth. Remember this, he showed us how to live. He showed us the Father's love, and he revealed the Father's will that can be done on earth through yielded vessels. And then he showed us how to treat one another. He even showed us how to stand up to the evil one and his damaging, divisive effects, his deception, his murderous heart. He showed us that. And he showed us that we stand together like the family of the ultimate Father, who is in so many ways like a shepherd to his sheep. He becomes a shelter, and he leads us to green pastures and calms troubled water. He literally will lead us through every valley, including the valley of the shadow of death. And think about this a moment. He will prepare a table before his family in the presence of all his enemies and anoint our head with the oil of his great, abiding, powerful presence. Then remember this. Before he left, he said, "It is essential for you that I send another just like me to live in you, every one of you." Now think about this a moment. You don't need to be sitting in a group and say, "Well, if Jesus were here, here's what he would say or do or desire." Jesus is here. He's not only in the room, he's in the temple, and we are that temple. And if we would just recognize the fact that he is with us, and he wants to reveal the Father's heart clearly, and he wants us to live in the power of his Spirit to literally manifest the love of God, the love that gave this great gift we celebrate at Christmas. When Jesus ascended into glory, he told the disciples to tarry until they were endued with the power that was in them. Not just resident, President King, living in our life to make us more than overcomers and more than conquerors. Overcomers in this lifetime. He wants us to be his ambassadors, his witnesses. Yes, live as a good soldier of the Lord Jesus, but even more than that, he wants us to fit together as members of his body, appreciating one another, supporting one another, all of us as a great family and a great body, submitted to the one perfect head, Jesus. How about as we move into the new year, we say, "Lord, this is the year of the Lord, revealed to us and through us to a world that's groping in darkness." And you know we're able to do that because there was a very holy night that gave us an opportunity to live with the abiding sense of that holiness in us. I love this song. Anthony Evans is going to bless you celebrating O Holy Night.
dear Savior's birth.
Within us.
I got to just say glory. I'm telling you, God bless you, Anthony. Wow. And here is Mark Harris, and he is singing one of my favorite songs, Little Drummer Boy.
And lamb kept time, ba-ra-ba-pum-pum. I played my drum for him, ba-ra-ba-pum-pum. I played my best for him, ba-ra-ba-pum-pum. Ra-ba-pum-pum, ra-ba-pum-pum. Smiled at me, ba-ra-ba-pum-pum. Me and my drum. I will play for you. I will play for you. I will play.
Hey, Mark, I love everybody with For Him. And you just took Andy's song, didn't you there? Buddy, listen, I love you all so much. And I'm telling you, I love all of you who are watching. And I believe with all my heart you want to share the joy, the life, the love of God. We're in the last part of our mission feeding. And I'm just praying that some of you will say, you know what, I'm going to end the year with maybe the greatest year-end gift for the glory of God and to feed the hunger I've ever made. And we'll be rejoicing not only with you, but we'll be rejoicing with every precious life you touched with the love of God by giving them food for life. And we will tell them about the bread of life and about the source of abundant life. We love you. Have a wonderful Christmas and a great new year.
Thank you.
Best-selling author Mark Batterson encourages us to stop delaying, downsizing, or shrugging off our dreams and win the day next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.